This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Many organizations use the popular DISC, D-I-S-C, test that measures employees' behavioral styles on the dimensions of dominance, influence, steadiness, and compliance. Dr. Kirk Wakefield, a professor of marketing at Baylor, has done extensive research to determine how DISC measurements can be used to identify successful sales employees. Dr. Wakefield, tell us about the correlations you found between DISC results and success in sales.
Well, we surveyed over 300 salespeople, both in professional sports, actually, and then also in real estate sales. And we found that the people who are most likely to be confident in their selling and then also successful have a high D behavioral trait, which is a dominant behavioral trait. Often somebody who's seen as a driver who makes decisions quickly, who are willing to take risks, and also some level of the S, so somebody who's steady, who I often think of as someone who likes to serve others, so one who gives good customer service. However, too much S is actually a bad thing because one can spend too much time serving, if you will, the customers, not enough time actually out selling and prospecting customers. So it's a high level of D and then a moderate level of S. One might often ask whether having a high I or high C, one who has a high I is one who typically is seen as a talker or an influencer, someone who is very persuasive and skilled in their communication, whether that makes a good salesperson. And that's kind of the stereotype of a salesperson, one who often is talking and carrying on. But in fact, that shows no particular relationship with confidence in selling or successful sales skills. Doesn't mean it's bad or good, just doesn't tell us anything about whether or not you're going to succeed. In the same way, a high C or someone who's very conscientious, we often think of a high C as someone who's kind of a perfectionist, very cautious, not a high risk taker. That also doesn't tell you anything about whether it will be a successful salesperson or they'll be very confident in selling. It really is that D and that S that determines the successful salesperson.
Let me ask you this. Let's say you're a salesperson. Is there a way that you can use this DISC test to help you be more successful?
It's really important to understand that, first of all, no matter really what your behavioral style is, there are successful salespeople that have each of those types of traits. So you might be a high D or high I. Usually there's a combination like DI or IS or perhaps SC are the three most common. You'll find successful salespeople with each of those combination of traits. What you need to understand is that you need to adapt to those you're dealing with. So someone that's a high D personality, has to adapt to selling to the SC type individual who is going to be cautious and not a risk taker, as you recall, but the high D is a risk taker. And so as you're selling, you can say, okay, who am I speaking with? What perspective are they taking? And now how can I adapt so that I can better communicate with them?
So the better you know yourself, the better you can do.
Precisely. And then the better you know your customer, the better you can adapt to them. And it's not only true just in selling what we think of in products and services, but also just selling yourself to those you're working with. So you can think about it, how to adapt to your employer, your boss, or also the employees that you're managing. It's useful in both ways.
Thanks, Dr. Wakefield. Dr. Kirk Wakefield is a professor of marketing at Baylor. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business, or visit the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.